Brother, the doctors has failed. This is God's provided way. Believe it. How many are to accept God's provided way? Raise up your hands and give God praise, every one of you, and believe that you're healed.
He is all I need. He is all I need. Jesus.
Amen. going to the water, declaiming that our Lord and Savior. I'm so glad for Emmanuel.
Thank you. is our little Laura Coddale. I've said it wrong so many times, but I'm sorry. But she's 7.5 years old, and she comes to give her heart to the Lord for her first time to be baptized. And we just appreciate that. Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, as our little Laura comes to these waters, Lord, to accept you as her Savior and to take on your name, Lord. She's here shivering in these cold waters. So we baptize her, Lord, according to your promise. Baptize her with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Lead and guide and guard and direct your life, Lord. And Lord, we're riding on every promise, Lord, that you've made.
Lord.
We love you, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, my sister Laura, I baptize you, my little sister, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, for your great love to us. And Lord, you love our sister, Lord. She's come into these waters, Lord, just to rededicate her life to you, Lord. You've called her, Lord. She's just obeying what you put upon her heart to do. So, Lord, as we baptize her, Lord, just refill her afresh with the Holy Ghost, Lord, where her cup runneth over, Lord.
Yes.
Just, Lord, we thank you for it because it's your promise, Lord, and we're riding on every word of it, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
My sister Ruth, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That could have been the last one right there. Amen. Maybe tomorrow morning we'll meet each other on the other side. How'd that be?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Let's all bow our heads. Just want to thank the Lord especially for all of His grace and mercy to us. For being with us. Being in His presence once again. There's nothing like being in the presence of Jehovah. It just thrills our soul. Tonight, we do have a very special prayer request. As we all know, as our sister Collins has went on to be with the Lord, she was a faithful servant to the Lord and loved this message with all her heart. She was faithful for many years in this church and at this organ. She stood behind Brother Collins, and your brother Branham mentioned her name over and over again on the tapes. She loved this message. She loved the Lord Jesus. And it's always such a paradox when a gallant soldier goes on like that. Your compassion, your heart goes out for the family, Brother Collins, and all the children. I think they were married 70 years. It's a long time. So you know how heavy our Brother Collins' heart is tonight. You've been with somebody every day of your life for that many years. We just want to remember him in prayer. We want to remember all the family. They've been through many battles and many scars, but the reward is right there. And here's the thing today, what a jubilee when a saint goes to the other side. I'm sure Brother Branham and the rest of the saints, they come down the river, Billy, I'm sure that they were there to meet her and to welcome her. So let's just be praying for them especially and remember them. Did you know that they're going to have the visitation? It's going to be tomorrow at Kutz's funeral home between the hours of 4 and 8. Many months ago, I told Lord and Brother Samuel, I always felt led on my heart if anything would happen to Sister Collins or Brother Collins for them to come here to the tabernacle. So our services are going to be here on Friday at 11 o'clock. We'll be opening the doors at 10 o'clock. But just be remembering, these next few days is going to be awful hard on all of them. But that great comforter, we know that he's going to be there with them. That same great comforter is going to be with you. He's going to be with you every step of the way. What a promise that he never leave us or never forsake us. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Gracious Lord, how we thank you for being with us tonight in your presence, Lord. Father, truly there's nothing like being in your presence, Lord. Father, thank you for the revelation that you give to us, Lord. Your children, Lord, with the message of the hour, calling out a bride, Lord. How grateful we are for all that you do for us, Lord. And to set in your presence, Lord, and it just gets sweeter every time we come together, Lord. To think, how can it even be better? But it's always better when we're around you, Lord. Father, we pray that we're making ourselves ready according to your word, Lord Jesus. Father, feeding upon those spiritual manna, Lord, that you've had stored up for us, Lord. Amen. Truly, it is spiritual food in due season that you provided it for us, you stored it, and you kept it, Lord, so that we would have something to feed upon, so that that bride could nourish herself, Lord, on that manna, Lord, and become stronger and to be more like you. Amen. Truly, that's the desire of our heart, Lord Jesus, is to be more like you, Father. Father, we thank you for providing a place that we can come together, Lord, and worship you and sing to you. And Lord, just be together with other brothers and sisters that love this message with all their heart. Father, thank you for the opportunity that others have the opportunity to be in and to listen. Lord, that you're calling your bride from around the world, Lord Jesus. Father, bless and be with each and every single one of us, Lord. Father, as I just mentioned, Collins family, Brother Collins, Lord, may you bless and be with him, Lord. You're a gallant servant, Lord. He's served you for many years, and his heart's got to be heavy tonight, Lord. But may the sweet peace of that Lord Jesus just come in the room with him right now, Lord. May you just take him in his arms and, Lord, just comfort him and hold him, Lord. And let him know how much that you love him, Lord, and how much that we love him and pray for him, Lord. You are the great I Am. You're the only one that can do it. Nobody else can. But, Lord, when it comes to this time, you're the one, Lord. And we hold on to that promise. And as we heard that prophet say tonight, we are truly riding upon it, Lord. We believe it with all of our heart, Lord. Now we ask that, Lord, as we leave this place, that you'll go with us. Father, never leave us, Lord. Be with us all the time. Reassure your little bride. Let that joy be in their heart to know how much that you love them, Lord. They are your little lambs, Lord. May you pull them to your bosom, Lord, and may you feel your comforting hands around about them, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with us, Lord, until we come again at the appointed time. And Lord, as we prepare our hearts for the great Lord's Supper, Lord, the great showdown, Lord, we want to make sure that there's no obstacles in our way, Lord Jesus. That, Father, when we come to that Lord's Supper, Lord, that we'll go back to Calvary and remember what you did for us, Lord. Oh, what love, what great love, Lord Jesus. We love you and thank you. Thank you for being with us tonight. My heart's thrilled, Lord Jesus, just to be in your presence, Lord. Bless and be with us now as we commit this service, all your children, Lord, into your hands. We ask it all in the precious and lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
God richly bless you. We'll sing our song, Take the Name of Jesus With You. As you go, that's truly what we want to do. Amen?
Amen.
You want to take the name of Jesus with you wherever you go.
Amen.
God bless you. We will see you Sunday night. We'll be at the youth center. We have the one service, and it'll be at 5 o'clock. So, God bless you.
Take the name.